Good morning, everyone. Would the youth group come forward this morning, please? Youth group. Come on. Where's the two that's supposed to be right here?
Carl's got them. Right? We got both of them?
Oh, yeah.
Start. No.
Well, I've never tasted champagne. I never fit with the popular crowd. And I've been told by some around me, this one's fun and I've missed out. I don't spend my time chasing fortune. And I've never walked the halls of fame. I don't have a fancy education to put a title by my name. But I've been to Calvary, and I met the one who gave his life for me. I'm forgiven and I've been set free from this world of misery. I've been to Calvary. My Lord is such a sweet companion who meets with me in my time of prayer. And then a storm steals my direction. A still small voice tells me he's there. I have joy when they say I shouldn't. And I have peace when it doesn't make sense. And I can rest content when I have nothing. And persevere when I lost my strength. I've been to Calvary, and I met the one who gave his life for me. I'm forgiven and I've been set free from this world of misery. I've been to Calvary. I was a slave to sin, all hope was lost. But thank God I found mercy at the cross. I've been to Calvary, and I met the one who gave his life for me. I'm forgiven and I've been set free from this world of misery. I've been to Calvary.
Good job. Good job. All right, we've got a few announcements this morning. This is Youth Sunday, so I'd like to welcome everyone out here this morning. We have a couple announcements. We have Brother Zach Morris with us in the morning service, so he'll be preaching here in a few minutes, so make sure you give him your uninvited attention. Come back this evening at 6 o'clock, and you'll hear Brother Jesse Hanks will be with us in the evening service. We also have December 9th, this Wednesday, or no, it's not this Wednesday, it's the following Wednesday. Okay. The next Wednesday, December 9th and the 23rd, is our ministries night, ladies group, men's and Bible study, Awana, and a youth group. So there's something for everybody to do for that. So just come out and be part of that. You'll truly be blessed. We also have, some of you might not know, but we have a little church in the back. It's for our for the offering. If you just want to just slide your check or cash or whatever it might be. There's little slots in the top of it, so just make sure you, because we don't do the offering plates anymore, so we just try to do it that way, more COVID friendly. We also have a, in our announcements for, we have our missionaries, just remember them in prayer. Even though, you know, we're here in America, but they're out and abroad just doing God's work. So just lift them up in prayer, if you would. Also have the new address thing is back there, right? So make sure you pick up a copy of that. That way we have contact with everyone with that as well. The stockings for the soldiers, we're doing something different this year. We're kind of adopting a Conowingo, the Veterans Center out there, and just working toward things like that. When Brother Brian and them get back, they'll have more information about that. But all that stuff's in the bulletin. Ms. Joanne, you got a bread?
No.
No bread?
No, we weren't open last week.
You weren't open last week. Okay, good. All right, very good. I guess the good thing the pigs got going, because they're not getting any more bread. Okay, so if we could have the little ones come and sing this morning. Miss Debbie's got them. Make sure you guys get up here. Okay, Patrick, Levi, Bryson.
Oh, God. Shrinking.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready for you.
Shame at the door, 'cause it ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's house.
Father's house. Check your shame at the door, 'cause it ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's house.
Helpless, find hope. Love is on the move when the father's in the room. Prison doors fling wide, the dead come to life. Love is on the move when the father's in the room.
Miracles take place, the cynical find faith. Love is breaking through when the father's in the room. Jericho walls quaking, strongholds now are shaking. Love is breaking through when the Father's in the room. I said love is breaking through when the Father's in the room. Ooh, lay your burdens down. Ooh, here in the Father's house. Check your shame at the door, 'cause it ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's house. Lay your burdens down. Check your shame at the door, 'cause it ain't welcome anymore. Ooh, you're in the Father's house.
We gotta have one congregational song. So, Miss Mary, Josh, come here. Let's everyone stand. Before we sing, we're gonna have Brother Jim Cato open us up in a word of prayer for this morning.
Turn to page number 75. You be free from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Evil event, victory. Thank you.
It's a blessing when you get young people in your church that want to be a part of the service. Yeah. Amen. A lot of times we have young people in a church and you can't drag them to be a part. Yeah. And it's a blessing to me as a pastor to see our young people coming to the place where they want to be a part. They come and ask to sing. Amen. So just encourage them. Extended nurseries in the back. They're going to be dismissing to go down if they want to go. Miss Deb's back there, her and Jackie. So, encourage your young people today, especially today. It's Youth Sunday. Just take this opportunity just to be mindful that it is Youth Sunday and you want to encourage the young people. Amen. So encourage them and let them know you appreciate them being a part of the service. Amen. And we not only appreciate the young singers, I appreciate the young preachers. Amen. And this one here is one of my favorite. He's a blessing to me. Been a blessing since I first met him, and continues to be a blessing, and I know he'll be a blessing to you today. Give him your undivided attention. Brother Zach loves the Lord. He ain't afraid for everybody to know he loves the Lord. Amen. And in spite of everything that has happened to him in his life, he wants you to know that God is the most important thing in your life. Amen. Amen. Brother Jack, you just come. How many never heard Brother Zach Morris before? We've got quite a few. Amen. He'll bless your heart this morning as he comes. Why don't you can't drink Cecil County water? You had to bring
I got one with a lid so I don't spill it. Hey, I moved to Harford County now. Can I add to what you said, Brother Gilbert? You said he was talking about encouraging the young people, and we got young people that are willing to step up and serve the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for a church that lets him get up here and serve the Lord and use their talent for the Lord. I tell you, I grew up in a church that they just didn't value their young people. And I tell you, I was talking to a former pastor, and in that, I'm not going to tell you what church it is, but I'm just going to tell you that if you look back on the years in that church, not one young person stayed. And that's what we want. We want young people to grow up and love the Lord and continue serving the Lord. And I tell you, I just thank the Lord for being here. And this is a high privilege to stand before the Lord. And I know I'm going to give account for every word spoken this morning. And I just want to, with the Lord's help, encourage your hearts and encourage these young people to just continue to serve the Lord. I tell you, the reality of it is, it's not going to get easier for the child of God, but I'm sure glad we don't have to go at it alone. I'm sure thankful that we have the Lord Jesus Christ walking side by side. Hey, I'm reminded of that song. It's that I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I tell you, little time where I drift away from the Lord, I tell you, that's when I'm at the weakest. But when I draw nigh to him, I'm glad he draws nigh to me. I'm glad that when I'm weak, he's strong. I'm glad when I need his grace, and I need it day by day, hour by hour. Hour, because I know it is sufficient for me. And so I'm thankful to be here, and my wife and our daughter could not be here. My daughter, unfortunately, we took her to Express Care, and don't worry, she don't have COVID or nothing like that, but she does have a double ear infection, so please pray for her. And that she get well, the psalm says, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad to be in God's house with God's people on God's day. I'm glad that we ought to give God our best every day. I'm glad on Sunday we just come together and worship him in spirit and in truth. If you got your Bible this morning, we're going to be in Jonah chapter 1. And I'll tell you, I thank God I was praying and wrestling around with what God would have me to preach. And I was studying and just praying and but I tell you, when you get here, that last song, I'm so glad God confirms what he has for his people. And I tell you, this life was detours, but it don't have to be that way.
Amen.
Hey, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, and I tell you, use his word as a roadmap for our life, and I'm glad. I'm thankful he left us his word. We're going to be in Jonah chapter 1. If you want to stand for the reading of God's word, it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness had come before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, delighting it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came unto him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots, that we know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of the people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, and God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea rose and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it into the land, but they could not, for the sea roared and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, thou hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Father God, I ask you, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. We just got done with the Thanksgiving season, Lord. It ain't just a holiday. It's a way to live, Lord. And I thank you for your word. I thank you for these opportunities, Lord. I thank you for all things, Lord. I thank you for the times where we might go astray. Oh, God, and things rise up and happen in our life, Lord, to get us back on track. I'm so thankful you never give up on us. Father God, I pray you just, come to the forefront. I pray the Holy Ghost would help us to preach this morning, Lord. I pray that our hearts will be encouraged and these youth will be challenged just to follow you with their whole heart, their heart, mind, and soul. Oh, God, I pray you just answer this prayer, and we're believing that you will, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach to you this morning on this thought: you can run, but you can't hide. Jonah was running from God, but he could not hide from God. I remember being a kid, and you know, my dad would always say, or somebody around me would say, you can run, but you can't hide. And I'll tell you, I couldn't run very good, but I could try to hide. But I remember one time, my dad was a truck driver. My dad was a truck driver, and he always went cross country, and he would be gone 3, 4, 5 weeks at a time, and he'd be home for a week or so. But every time he left, I tell you, me and my dad were close. But every time he left, I didn't want him to leave. I remember one time he was out getting his bags, and my mom was in the house. And I said, I'll just go in his truck and hide. So I got under his bed in the back of that truck, and my dad got going. And I remember my mom calling, and she said, where's Zach at? He said, I don't know, I just left. And I couldn't hide very well because I always laugh. And I'm in the back of that truck laughing. And he said, I think I got him. And I'll tell you, sometimes we think that we can run from God. And I'll tell you, that's exactly what Jonah was doing. But I'm glad this morning that God doesn't give up on his children. And I want to tell you why. I want to, by way of introduction, I want us to see the heaviness of Nineveh. You know, God... Jonah knew exactly what the Lord was asking him to do. There was a heaviness upon Jonah because of Nineveh. Nineveh was a wicked city. Hey, it wasn't a city that was comfortable for the child of God. As I studied, I've read one account about how wicked this city was. And they were literally on the beach. They would dig up the sand and bury a man up to his head and then leave him there. And he would go mad and die. This is how wicked they were. They tortured their people. But I'm glad, hey, I'm telling you where God, hey, God doesn't lead us places he's not willing to help us. And I'll tell you, if he tells us to go somewhere, we're not going alone, and we're going with the power of God behind us. And we might think that we can't handle it, but we know the one who can. Nineveh was a wicked. Hey, I think about Paul, you know. Paul, before he was Paul, was Saul. But guess who went to Saul? Ananias. God told Ananias to go to Saul. Ananias, like, do you know who Saul is? This man's killing Christians. Do you know? God knew what was going to happen. And Saul became Paul, and I'll tell you, God used him. I'll tell you, much of our New Testament is because of Paul's obedience. God's message transcends the hardest places. Hey, I tell you, God's love goes deeper than whatever thing. It can break up the hardest heart. It did reach the lowest sinner. It found me in a horrible pit, in the miry clay, Lord. And it never gave up on me, and the gospel transcended my life. And then we see the heart of Jonah. He hated the Ninevites. He had hate in his heart. This shows a problem in Jonah. You know, he knew they tortured people, and you know, I was reading, and Jonah knew God. He knew about God's grace and mercy. He knew what the power of God's message could bring. And God Jonah thought that these people deserved judgment. Sometimes in life, we don't go to people because we think that they deserve judgment. But God's will, not willing that any shall perish. Hey, that's God's will. Hey, you want to know the will of God for your life? If you're not saved, it starts with salvation. He's not willing that any shall perish, but ever, but all come to repentance. We see in verse 3, we see number one, the disobedience of God's command. You know, the Bible talks about not making provision for your flesh, you know, not making an excuse to why we can't do something, because we're right in our own flesh, in our own power, we can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. Noah made a provision. We see here he rose up. He knew God gave a command, and he chose to be disobedient. You don't have to choose to be disobedient. We do have a choice this morning. Choose ye this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We got to make a choice. I tell you, I was talking to a preacher last night, and he encouraged my heart. He said, there has to be a point in every believer's walk with God that says, I'm going to serve God no matter what the consequences. We got to make up our mind that no matter what, we're going to serve the Lord. And serve the Lord with gladness. We see the disobedience of God's command. You know, in John 14:15, some churches nowadays would call this legalistic, but I call it the Bible. This is what John 14:15, it says, if ye love me, you will keep my commandments. You don't have to earn God's love. God already proved his love on Calvary. He laid down his life on Calvary. He shed the blood. He made the choice for you. Are you willing to choose him today? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Do you love him today? We see in verse 3, is it but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. We see the detour of God's power. Noah decided to take a detour. He went, not only did he didn't circumvent to get where God wanted him to be. He went in the complete opposite direction. Hey, if you're a young person, God revealed his will and his word. And you got a choice whether you're going to continue on, or if you, when you grow up, you're going to wipe your hands and decide to go in a different direction. But it's not going to end well, and you're not going to find purpose for your life outside the will of God. God has a plan for your life, and so does Satan. He wants to destroy you. He wants to, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But God has a great plan to use you for his glory. Hey, can I tell you this morning that what you do for the Lord will last. Hey, if you do it with the right spirit, if you do it for the right motives and do it God's way, I'm telling you, you're gonna have rewards in heaven that won't burn up. He went in the opposite direction. I find it interesting is that he found a ship. You know, I really believe every word of the Bible is pure and right where it needs to be. A ship. You know, there's a scripture I believe in Exodus. It talks about a lamb, the lamb, and your lamb. You know, we have many gods. There's one true and living God, but if you look out there, people think there's many gods and they're worshiping false gods. And then there's people that know Jesus Christ is the Lamb, but I tell you, you ain't Satan until you know he's your Lamb. So I wanted to see here that this is a ship. I don't think Noah was looking for a specific ship. I don't know if Noah knew what he was looking for. He just knew he wanted to run from the will of God, and he found a ship. Hey, I tell you, there's a lot of things out there nowadays that are going to try to get our attention. And maybe we're looking to run from God, and we'll try to find satisfaction in anything we can find. And we'll run from God. I want to tell you is that Noah paid the fare. There's a price to pay for running from God. That trip cost Noah. Cost him time. Cost him money. Cost him souls. And cost him time with the Lord. He ran from the presence of the Lord. Bible says he who winneth souls is wise. It says to redeem the time, to buy up the time. These are all things. You ask, well, it don't say in there that anything about souls being lost. I tell you, everybody's dying. I forget. People die every second of every day. People died in Nineveh while Noah was outside the will of God. Hey, his blood is on Noah's hands. Noah paid the fare, but can I tell you, Jesus paid the price in full. Hey, I tell you, that sin, that was my sin that put him on the cross. I put him on the cross. That should have been my place. That should have been my death, but he paid the price. His blood covered all my sin, past, present, and future. Jesus paid the price in full. Sin, it takes you where you don't want to go. Hey, Noah ended up getting swallowed by a great fish. He didn't choose that. You don't get to choose what happened outside the will of God. He got swallowed up by a great fish. It takes you where you don't want to go. It keeps you longer than you want to stay, and it costs you more than you want to pay. Number three, we see in verse 15 through 17, the danger outside God's will. Jonah knew God. He knew God's grace. He knew God's mercy, power of God's message. Jonah knew God, but the Lord knew Jonah. Amen. The Lord knew Jonah, and he never lost track of Jonah, and he never stopped pursuing Jonah. It says in Proverbs 5:21, it says, "For the ways of man are before the Lord, before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth his goings. The Lord knew Jonah, knew Jonah's heart, knew why Jonah ran. But he never stopped pursuing Jonah. You ask what people say, well, why aren't things perfect if God's in control? If everything was perfect, he couldn't get our attention. If Jonah never got on that ship, never got thrown off that ship, never got swallowed by the great fish, Jonah would have never came to the place where he needed to come to get right with God. I'm so glad that it is a picture of God's mercy and grace. Hey, his mercy endures forever, and his grace is sufficient. I'm glad to tell you that no matter where you've been, no matter where you think you're going, maybe your thoughts are running away from God, that when you grow up and get out of your parents' house, you're not going to serve the Lord. Let me tell you something. The Word of God, Jeremiah, said, the words of God were burning in my heart. It was set up in my bones. He tried to stop preaching, but the Word of God was set up in his bones. I'm telling you, if you get that Word of God in your heart, hiding in your heart, that you may not sin against him, believe it. And let it meditate in your life and just have faith in the Word of God. You'll never have faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The Lord knew. We see he brought the wind, he prepared the fish. He knew what Jonah was going to do before he even gave the command to Jonah. That fish didn't just pop up. The Lord said he prepared it. Hey, I'm glad there's things down the road that the Lord's preparing for us to bring us to where we need to be. I'm glad that the Lord never stops working on us. I'm glad that there's still things in our life, although they may not be uncomfortable. But I tell you, we need to be melted down and get the impurities off the top. And I tell you, the church nowadays, I'm thankful for churches just like this in Edmonton, and they're all across the country that stand on the truth, and they're not interested in winning the world by becoming like the world. Hey, the Bible says if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. Right. I tell you, the Lord, he changes not. God never stopped pursuing Jonah. Amen. And you know why? He loved Jonah. He loves you this morning. I'm glad to tell you that however young you are or old you are, maybe God's dealing with you about something this morning. It's because he loved you. Don't run from the Holy Ghost conviction. Run towards it. Run to Calvary. Amen. That's where you'll find victory. This great fish, Jonah died. And it was dark. And it was in there 3 days. I'm going to leave you with this. Number four, the deliverance God provided. Nowhere to turn, no other options, down to nothing. Hey, when you're down to nothing, God's up to something. Jonah knew where to turn. In chapter 2, we didn't read this, but it said, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cry by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Noah prayed. You know, it was an impossible situation. I tell you, there's impossible situations. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Those impossible situations in your life require faith, which makes it possible to please God. God didn't shut him away. He didn't turn him away. He didn't leave him there. He answered. God answered. I tell you, Jonah had an opportunity to obey or disobey, and he chose to disobey. But because of God's grace and mercy, Noah was able to get a second chance. God's call is man's opportunity, and man's surrender is God's opportunity. Surrender to whatever the Lord calls you to do, whatever it is, however big or small it is, surrender to his will and let God work in your life. Father God, I thank you so much for this reality of Jonah. Lord, I thank you that in times where we want to disobey, Lord, you never stop working on us, never stop pursuing your child. Lord, I pray that you just encourage these young people to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Lord, and I pray that you just continue to work in their lives and work in all of our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grab our songbooks, stand to our feet, bow our heads for just one moment. I wonder this morning if perhaps you're here and maybe you realize this message is for you. You're the one that's been running. You're the one that's not doing what God wants you to do. You know, we got a lot of reasons and we can make a lot of excuses. But they don't amount to anything. They don't mean anything. Zach could use the excuse of cerebral palsy not to preach, but God called him to preach. He could have went and done his own thing, went somewhere else, went another way. But he's here this morning where God wanted him to be. He didn't do what perhaps maybe he thought was best. Maybe this morning God's dealing with your heart and you're not being obedient. You're not listening to the Lord. I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around for just a moment, I wonder if there's anyone here this morning and say, Pastor, I'm not saved. I've never given my heart to the Lord. I've never surrendered myself to Jesus, but God spoke to my heart today. I know his will for my life is for me to be saved. He wants to save me. He loved me enough to die for me. But I just have never surrendered, and I'm really not sure, but I just want you to pray for me. Maybe you slip your hand up and say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm not saved. I don't have that assurance. I don't have that peace. I'm not saved. Pastor, pray for me. Is there one? Christian friend, maybe you're here. Young person, maybe you're here. You're a Christian. You know you're a Christian, but you know you're running from God. You know you're not where he wants you to be. You're not doing what he wants you to do. And you slip your hand up this morning and say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. I know I'm young. but I know I'm not where I need to be. Maybe you're in the parking lot. Maybe you're listening online and you know you're not where you need to be. I want you to know this morning, if you reach out to me, I'll pray for you. But more importantly, I want you to know that you can bow right where you are and you can cry out to God and He'll hear your prayer. He'll save your soul. Christian, if you're backslidden, He'll forgive you. The Bible says He's faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we have a responsibility to call upon Him, to trust Him, to do what He wants us to do, to live like He wants us to live, to be where He wants us to be. And this morning as we sing, if God's dealt with your heart, will you come? Will you come and just surrender yourself unto the Lord?
Page 295, 295. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you, Brother Zach, for that message. Thank our visitors for being with us this morning. Trust you've been blessed by the singing, blessed by our young people, blessed by the word of the Lord. And ask you to come back tonight and just continue to support our young people and be here to support Brother Jesse as he comes tonight. Let Brother Zach know he was a blessing to you this morning. Stop by and just talk to him. More time you get to spend around him, the bigger blessing he is to you. A fellow said he grows on you like an old wart. Amen. And we love him to death. We appreciate him. And he's truly a blessing. And so thankful that God allowed our paths to cross. And we've had the privilege to get to know him here. But just let him know that he's been a blessing to you. Don't forget, if you tithes an offering, can go into church in the back. The young man will be outside with an offering plate for those in the parking lot that want to use that. And we encourage you to come back tonight, 6 o'clock.